Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Darren, please?
This is Darren.
Hey, Darren, how are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay, I'm sorry, I don't know you.
I know you. I know you, Darren.
Well, that's not creepy.
Sort of.
Whoa, who is that?
Sorry, this is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning. It's a morning radio show. One of our listeners actually emailed us to see if we could get you on the phone.
Why?
Well, because you recently went out on a date with this person, and now you're not calling her back. So she asked if we could get you on the phone and find out what went wrong on your date and why you don't want to go out with her again. Her name is Isabel.
Oh, this can't be good.
It could be good. I don't know. You tell me. Isabel wants to know why you're not calling her back. She says she's tried to text you a few times since you guys went out and has heard nothing from you.
You know, it's just not something I really want to pursue or get into.
She told us about the date. Can I just at least kind of tell you what she was saying?
She told you about our date?
Yeah. She told us all about how you guys went out to the seafood place, like a crab shack type place.
Okay.
And she...
Oh my God, that's weird.
She said she really enjoyed it, by the way.
The food? Yeah.
The food, the company. She said she liked you a lot. I'll tell you why she thinks she's not getting a call back, and maybe you can just tell me if I'm wrong or right, okay?
Uh-huh.
She says that during your date, you were interrupted for a little while by her ex-boss, a guy that calls himself Silky, and he sounds like quite the character.
Oh, so she told you about Silky, huh?
She did. She told us about good old Silky. She said
yeah.
It was a really weird experience because he came up and he was obnoxious.
Yeah, he's a weird dude. I mean, he's very animated and all over the place. And he said a couple of things that made me kind of wonder how well they know each other and stuff, you know. And I just,
what do you mean you think it went deeper than a work relationship?
He was saying some weird stuff. He, like, for one thing, he kept calling me player. He was like, you left you out with her, player. You know, he's always my best one, player.
My best one?
What are you, I'm thinking, like, what is he talking about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He just wouldn't shut up, and he's like, you know, you think she look good now? You should have seen her in her prime.
What?
What an a-hole, dude. He sounds so creepy.
I'm like looking at him thinking, I'm just trying to play along, right? I'm like,
right.
You know, trying to be nice.
Yeah, you're just like pity laughing him like, oh man,
yeah.
Silky, I just met you. And you're like, you're just crazy.
I'm just hoping he goes away soon, you know? And
yeah.
I let him know. I was like, hey, you know, this is just our first date. And he's like, first date? Oh, you're going to get some. You're going to get it tonight.
He said that in front of her?
And how did she react?
Oh, my God.
She seemed a bit mortified, but was, you know, trying to keep her composure. And I'm like, inside, I'm freaking like, who the hell are you? And he's like, come on, give me a fist bump. Come on, give me a fist bump.
You're going to get it tonight, boy. Give me a fist bump. So did you?
He wouldn't leave. So I begrudgingly give him a fist pump. You know, I'm like, yeah, man, sure.
Oh, my God, I would have wanted to beat him up. Weren't you angry that someone was talking bad about her like that?
I was more intrigued than upset. I mean, she seemed upset. I was more like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
Oh,
I was like, get out of here, Silky.
Totally. I mean, I was just, and I didn't, I asked her when he left, and she didn't want to talk about it. She was like, oh, it's just an old boss. I don't want to get into it. And that made me kind of, like, wonder. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it just seemed to me that, you know, possibly that maybe they knew each other in a sort of way I didn't want to get involved with.
Like they had a relationship or something?
No, I mean, not like a romantic relationship. I mean, it seemed like maybe she was possibly a prostitute or something. She was one of his girls. I mean, that's kind of like the vibe I got.
Are you telling me you thought that he used to be her pimp?
You know, I don't know that for a fact, but I mean, without a doubt, my instincts and my thoughts were kind of feeling that and thinking that. You know, it was very uncomfortable.
So you're saying that you think she's a hooker?
I don't know if she is or used to be or what the deal or wasn't, but it seems sort of like that.
Okay, so that's why you're not calling her back then.
Yeah, I don't want to get involved with a guy named Silky who, you know, is, you know, going to, like, come after me.
You afraid Silky's going to cut you?
Oh, my God.
Why didn't you...
I don't even want to find out what Silky's going
to
do.
Why not ask her? I mean, I know that's a really awkward thing to ask, but...
I did ask her. I asked her who he was, and she didn't want to talk about it, and she was just uncomfortable with added to the, you know...
That is the most ridiculous jump to conclusions I've ever heard in my life.
Silky sounds like a pimp.
You weren't there. You weren't there. So, you know, you can say that from where you're sitting now, but I'm telling you, I'm a pretty good judge of character.
Well, let's ask her. I think that'd be a good idea. She's actually on the other line listening, so that's possible right now.